And good evening, sports fans, and welcome. It's the Coach and AD. And as soon as I said that, who shows up? The AD. It's the Coach and AD right here on the Call of the Monster Sports Report. It's Wednesday Night Live. That's right. We're in the middle of the week. We're going to bring you up to date and stuff like that. We got an exciting guest. But once again, it's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network right here live from where?
Center Sports Universe at Coach's Corner.
You got that right, buddy. So how's it going? Chad Griffin, Carl DeMasi, the Coach AD. Coach Griffin, the Coach AD. We just should call it double coach, double AD.
Busy as ever, man. You know how it is, especially being in the middle of your season, like I am right now, coaching two soccer programs, full tilt. We're working on our second class of Athletic Hall of Fame nominees, so we were discussing that tonight. And so a lot of great intake from that standpoint, and some nominations to come forward out of the next couple of meetings here.
Well, I just came back from the Benedictine football banquet. We had two winners this year, co-winners, okay, the 39th Finney Carroll Award, voted by all the head coaches and the media in Chatham County for the best football player, Justin Thomas, only junior. The kid did everything. So, and I can't forget his co-winner, first time in the Finney Carroll Award history, 39 years that we've had co-winners. We didn't want to separate Ty Spencer Robichaud from Savannah Christian. But, Chad, you know it. You've had to go through it. I had to go through it. I was quarantined again because of COVID-19 tracing, not that I had COVID-19. So at least I made that banquet. I had to get there for that and then once again get back here to do this thing. Now, remember, Monday through Friday, what do we got here, big guy?
We got breakfast every morning. Breakfast of champions. Come get, Coach Mary's is cooking it up. There at coaches. And so come on in. For me, get some country ham, eggs, biscuit. Love it, man.
I'll take the sausage. You can have the ham, okay? That's every Monday through Friday, 6 to 10:30. It's the 30th anniversary of Coach's Corner. There's a lot going on. But we'll get to that because I got a special guest, okay? I watched this kid grow up. He loves football, okay? I thought he was going to be a baseball player or a basketball player, but he gravitated to the sport. I wonder why, because at 3 years old, he was breaking down film with me. And just to watch him grow and to see what he's done a great job over where he's been, Georgia Southern, Savannah State, Shorter College. I mean, he's done a great job. He's now the assistant head coach, co-offensive coordinator, none other than the real Coach DeMasi, Russell John DeMasi. Let me get you straight here, guys. Let's get this straight. Nope, that's not the one. There we go. There we go. What's up, Russ? How's it going?
What's going on? Appreciate you having me. Excited to talk some football with you. I think it's been a while.
Well, it's been a lot of fun watching what Savannah State has done over the last 2 years with Coach Quinn coming on, head coach. And you know it. I've told you this plenty of times, Russell. Why doesn't Savannah State recruit locally? And what have you guys have gone out and done? Recruit locally. How has that impacted that program over there?
I think it's huge. We tell our guys all the time, if you recruit within 200 miles of here, there's not another school in our division that we think can compete with the talent that's here. That's credit to the high school teams, the high school coaches all around Georgia, into Florida and South Carolina. And it's really helped us with our fan base too. It's all awesome to be able, most of our guys, say 95% of our team, their parents can 2-hour drive and come watch them play, or their family or their friends. And that makes for a great atmosphere, when you got people that are involved in the game and they really care about the people that are playing. Our kids just done a great job. Everyone that we've recruited from here, a lot of people stray away from, recruiting hometown people because they stay with their high school friends or their hometown friends. They're not, always on the same page as what they need to be able to do as far as playing football and being able to take on that full-time college student aspect of it. They just done a great job. And they focus and they get it done. They live on campus. They live off campus. Wherever that, they get it done. And, we're just really proud of them. And it's really helped us, I think, go 7-3, 2 years ago now. There's going to be a lot more Savannah kids on the field this year.
Chad, before you go, I got the Motel light being fixed here. Motel 8, is that what it is?
Motel 6, leave the light
there
on.
There we go, Motel 6, okay. We're close. We got the lights adjustment. Go ahead, Chad.
Russell, and talk about that. You just said it. Almost 2 years, it feels like, since you guys have been back on the field. And what's the preparation been like and the excitement, I'm sure, in the football facility for you guys, knowing that you get a chance to go play here? Just talk about what that's been like. And also, you know, just I want to acknowledge your guys in the time that you guys have had off. You guys have been immensely involved in the community aspect of it. So talk about the preparation and excitement of what you're getting ready to do to play football. And also talk about what Savannah State's done in the community in the last year that maybe people don't realize.
Yeah, definitely.
So a lot of local guys that are going to be there competing. Saturday is going to be really fun for them because they haven't played since high school either. So it's been a year and 4 months for them. And then onto your second question, you know, we always try and stay involved in the community. That's one of the things Coach Quinn has done a, you know, fantastic job at and has really preached, you know, is giving back to the community and going out there and making sure they know we're here for them. You know, a couple weeks ago, a few of us went and cleaned by CBC Church over there right off Duran. And then Coach Quinn took a group of guys out to the beach and cleaned it up. And, you know, those are just some of the little things we do. We try and get out there, show our guys, introduce them, because, you know, those connections you make, you never going to know when it's going to benefit you down in the future. You know, as far as maybe getting a job or knowing a guy that has a job opening, and they can say they've seen him out in the community before doing good things. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that. You know, 2 years before COVID hit, we had over 1,900 hours in one semester of community service. For about, you know, 95 guys. I mean, that's a ridiculous, you know, amount of community service. And we're looking forward to get back to that once things get back to normal. That's kind of why you haven't seen us as much. But we were happy and fortunate to get out there a couple of weeks ago. And it was just good to see part of the community and see that they're doing well. And, you know, hopefully we'll see them at some of the games coming up in the near future. Can't hear you.
Muted.
You'd think after all this, too, a year on Zoom, he'd figure it out by now, right?
You got to text him. You're muted.
Yeah. All right.
He'll see it, Russell. He'll see it in a minute. He'll figure out he muted himself because it was so loud at Coach's Corner from that standpoint. Hey, so about the while he's figuring it out, let's talk a little football and talk about your position. All right. You've been the quarterback coach. Really now at Savannah State last couple of years. So talk about the, you know, evolving prospects of quarterbacks, and what have you seen the most in the development of your guys in your position group?
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate. We've got a really good position group. The starters returning from last year, Devon Gibbons, he's done a really nice job all of this spring, really since we got done, you know, for three springs now. And he's continued to be the guy, be a leader, and he's just continued to progress. You know, he's always been a guy that can run around the football field, make athletic plays with his feet, but he's really improved throwing the ball. And I'm really excited for people to see that. He's put in the work, you know, he's put in the work in the weight room. First of all, he's gotten bigger. He's already been fast, but he's finally put some weight on. He looks good. He looks leaner. And then on the football field, man, he's just taken all the coaching and really put it to good use. And really everything I say, you know, kid's a sponge, man. I can tell him something at the beginning of camp in the eighth game of the season last year. I asked him why he did something. He said it was because of that. And that was really encouraging. He's continued to build off that. And then we've got, JT Hards was the backup, but he played a lot. He played significant moments in 2019. Really led us to a big win at Albany State when he had to come in right before halftime, led a two-minute drive. And then the whole second half played unbelievable. He's coming back. He's only going to be a sophomore. We're really excited about him. Hasn't been at practice for a little while, just getting back into practice, but man, he's excited. He's an exciting player. He's a dual threat guy. He can throw it and he can run it, but he just knows how to run the offense. And then we had a Georgia transfer that couldn't play in 2019. He's been chomping at the bit to get back at it. It's been a while since he's played. And man, he can do it all. He's so smart. He's cerebral. He understands the game. He asks questions. He's another coach on the field. So I'm fortunate that we got three guys we think we can win with. Hopefully we'll be able to see them all Saturday. I mean, that's the plan. We're excited about, you know, seeing them compete and seeing them play because they've all earned that. And then the freshmen we have, you know, we've got Antonio McKnight, Jalen Wells, and Cole Donahue. Two of them are Savannah kids, one from Beach, one from Islands. And, you know, they're just competing. They push those other guys to get better every day. And the best thing about our room is all our guys play other positions. So one of them's not taking reps at quarterback. They're taking reps at receiver, running back, tight end. I mean, Cole Donahue has done a great job playing some tight end for us here recently. Really excited to, you know, see him on Saturday flying around because he's one of the best kids on our team. Local guy, loves everything about Savannah State and Savannah, and that's really special. And then we look forward to having one come in, a guy that plays basketball for dad there and played football over at Islands. He's a quarterback, Jaden Adams, signed with us this signing class. And man, he's an athletic guy as they come. You know, we want to find a way to get the ball in his hands, whether it be a quarterback, wide receiver, slot, whenever he gets in. And we think he can play the defensive side of the ball. So I'm fortunate and blessed to have a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. And it makes the room fun. You know, they're always competing, always laughing, but they're rooting for each other. I think that's the biggest thing is they want each other to do well while they're in. That's something I preach. That's something I expect of them. And if they're not that type of guy, that's not the type of guy we want. We want them to want the other person to do well, to talk to them, to talk to them in between drives, tell them what they're seeing. And I think that's something special. I think that's something you'll be able to see from our group.
Can you hear me now, guys?
Gotcha.
New computer, new hookup. I got here at the last minute. I do apologize. I know at the beginning of the show, people couldn't hear you. We got it fixed now. I apologize, Russell. You're watching the Coach and AD Wednesday Night Live right here from the Center of the Sports Universe, Coach Scorner. It's called Demasi, Chad Griffin, and the real Coach Demasi, Russell Demasi. All right, you just said it. The kids coming out love Savannah State now. You've been there 6 years. What has this place meant to Russell Demasi? You're the only coach that's been there for 6 years, right?
Yeah, I've been here for a while, long tenured, but I've just always tried to do the best job I can while I'm here. I mean, that was my goal. Savannah's my home. Grew up seeing Savannah State, unfortunately, not in a great light. You know, 20 straight losing seasons will do that. You know, you think about that, it's really unbelievable. You think you'd luck up and get a season here or there, but unfortunately, it never happened. And when I came here, you know, that was my goal, is to progress each year. And I think that's something we've done while I've been here. And, you know, I'm starting from a position coach. Each year, I tried to get my guys better. I was a wide receiver coach for 3 years, so that was my goal, is to improve every year, improve every day, and, you know, that improved in the win column. And then when Coach Quinn got the job in 2019, he was fortunate enough to name me the quarterback coach and co-OC. And then I just moved into that role and made sure I was doing the best job I possibly could, getting the offense in order, as well as, you know, the quarterbacks and running backs, making sure they're, you know their assignments, do their job, and can be trusted on Saturdays. It's great to see the turnaround. That's the biggest thing, and see the community starting to get behind it. They really started showing up. We were 4-3 last year going into our last three games. And I've never seen more people at the Albany State homecoming game and then the Fort Valley game to follow it. People really started buying in once we started, you know, having some success on the field. And hopefully, you know, probably some community service attributes to that as well. They're seeing us out there in the community. They're coming to support us because of that, because they see us out there, you know, trying to help out, make things better. And they came to our games and made things better. You know, it's awesome to play in front of those fans. We look forward to doing that, hopefully in the near future. But it's great to see the change and the amount that people, you know, want us to be successful and the amount they do for us to be successful. It's not just us that, you know, makes our team, you know, have a winning edge on Saturdays. You know, it's people that, you know, donate. You guys still there?
We're still here.
The phone just went black.
There you go.
You know, people that donate food, people that help us out, our weight trainers, you know, our compliance people, our AD. It takes everybody. It takes a village, and you know, the community's really done their part in supporting us on Saturdays, and you know, giving back to us in a lot of different ways. And I can continue to look forward. I was looking forward to last season. We thought we had a really good team. We thought the crowds would have been unbelievable after the first winning season in that long. So we want to put on a good showing these two games in the spring, and hopefully we can get some of that support back. And I just can't wait to see it.
Chad?
Yeah, so Russell, as we wrap up here, you know, one thing that I always like asking in coaches, especially college guys, is the recruiting process. You know, with once again the NCAA standing, you know, basically putting you guys on hold for until June, right? King off campus until June, and then even then you're not really good if you can go. How much is that impact? I mean, I know it's not a tremendous impact. For your guys, is it really now you're having to evaluate totally on tape? I mean, video, huddle. You're having to really evaluate guys via huddle. And do you know if you guys are going to be able to have camps this summer? Has that come out yet from a recruiting standpoint, having people on campus and having camps?
You know, the last question, can you put that on mute? You go down for a second. I can't really hear Chad. But, you know, camps are scheduled for this upcoming summer. You know, it's been a while since we've seen, you know, Division I's on a dead period all the way until May, but you know, the good thing, we're in Division II. We've actually been able to get out and see some people. It's been tough because not a lot of people are in school. We got social distance. Most of the time we try and meet with people outside. But it's a different process, you know. Usually it's about meeting the kids, seeing them in person, learning about their personality, if that's the type of guy you want around your other guys. And that's really been taken away from us, you know, over the past year. So film is a lot more important now, and you really spend a lot more time watching film than you did before. Instead of watching them, you know, 10, 15, 20 times, now it's, you know, 50, 60, 70, because that's the main source of evaluation. And I got to tell you, we're all not a fan of that, really. We like to get out. We like to meet the student athletes. We like to talk to the coach face-to-face, you know, and see what they're really about, you know, if they're about being on time and making sure they do things the right way about their schoolwork. You know, transcript can say one thing, but you meet a guy and, you know, you can really tell if he's invested in school or not. And, you know, that's probably one of the first things we look at is actually their transcripts. We see their film one time, and the first question we ask is, how are his grades? Is he eligible? Is he going to be able to get into school? You know, and that's a really important part that a lot of student athletes don't understand in high school. You know, they're all about the athletics, but not about the grades. And I can say I was the same way. I didn't learn until much later on. And it's something that that people are doing a much better job now of enforcing, that ninth grade on matters. You know, you got to get good grades starting early on, or it's going to be tough to bring that GPA back up, and it's going to be tough to get into a lot of schools. And I tell people, I'm sure I've said this to you guys, you know, when you got a 3.0, you can be recruited by 94% of schools. When you got a 2.2, you can be recruited by 6% of schools. So it really, and it fluctuates in between. It really, you know, it really matters. And that's what these student athletes got to understand. And that's what we like going and seeing people. We like talking to teachers, talking to their compliance officers or their, I can't even think of the high school, their guidance counselors, and seeing, you know, if they really try in school, if they put forth the effort, if they're, you know, a good person, if they walk around and if they don't talk to anybody, if they're rude, you know, we want to know those types of things. And without seeing them in person, it's hard to figure that out. But we're looking forward to getting back in that camp circuit, getting back in recruiting, getting back in the schools and, you know, seeing student athletes face to face.
It'll be interesting to see if we have camp summer with all the vaccines coming out, with hopefully this thing starting to go in the right direction. We hope to see those guys in person and evaluate them, because you said we got to watch film a lot. Man, we like recruiting guys we go and see in person in camp, guys to come to our camp. And that hasn't been able to happen the past 2 years, and that's been tough on us. But I think we've done a good job fighting through it and finding the guys that fit us, not just the best players, but the guys that are going to fit our program and do the things we ask them to do.
All right, last question for me. Give us a breakdown Saturday out there in Mobile, Alabama, and I got to mute myself while you're talking.
I can hear you now. Appreciate it. You know, it's going to be great to see our guys compete. West Alabama is a tough opponent. You know, they were a good program last year in the Gulf South. I think they went 6-5 last year. I know Coach Gilliland personally. He was one of my position coaches in college. He's done a great job since he's been there. I think he's been there 6 or 7 years, to be honest, as the head coach. And each year you fear their teams. You know, they're always fast and they're always physical. And they play a good style of football. Defensively, you know, they're going to be sound. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. We're going to have to put together a lot of drives. Not, you know, one of the things we preach is not turning over the football, winning the turnover battle. We have to keep the ball away from them. You know, we have to win the time possession battle. They've got, you know, they don't have a lot of returners from 2019, but the guys they do have, all these new faces we saw last week. They played Limestone, won 27-17, was up 20-0 early. And then really pounded the ball, so kept the ball away from Limestone. They're a good football team. Coach is going to have them prepared. He knows how to play our style of offense. So we've been in there, you know, stressing about it. He might come out and tell something totally different than we've ever seen before, and that's something that he's known for. And we're just excited to see our guys compete. They, like I said, they've been through probably 65 practices since their last game, and I know they're chomping at the bit to go and play somebody else, and I can't wait to see them fly around.
No, I mean, I've asked him everything I could possibly ask him, from recruiting, quarterback stuff, quarterback room. I'm out of questions.
All right, Russ, I know with a new computer, it's picking up a lot more noise. I've been using an older one. I apologize about the beginning of it, but once again, great job. And you know, we're proud of you. Love you, buddy. And thanks for coming on. And as you guys say over there on the marsh, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Thanks for having me. You know, I'll talk to you guys whenever you want. See you guys soon.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks, Russell.
New computer, Chad. I apologize. The other two kind of outdated, so I got a little newer one, but I didn't know it was going to pick up everybody. How bad did it sound?
Whatever it's doing. It's working. It's working without a doubt. It's picking up everything, which is good. Which is a good thing. Hey, so what's going on with you, man? How's everything going at Islands High School in sports? Talk about what's a little bit there.
Well, it's full swing. Soccer, tennis, baseball, lacrosse hasn't gotten into a game yet, so hopefully that happens soon. But I mean, the kids are working hard. Coach is working hard. So I can't wait to see the lacrosse team play. We lost a lot of kids. Chris Mercer has been doing a good job with them. And once again, baseball is always consistent. Great game to get you guys Saturday at historic Greenstone Stadium. Calvary 1-2-1. Soccer team, always one of the better teams around, girls and boys. And then, of course, tennis teams have a lot of success. Kelly Jeffries is out there with like 25 kids. So we're doing well over there. But, it's full spring season. We got to get into rankings. We got to get into what's going on. We'll do that Saturday. Got a great show lined up. We could talk a little bass fishing with our athlete of the week there, Chad. John Michael Osterman, yeah, from BC, is going to sign a scholarship Friday to go bass fish Emmanuel College. I didn't know this. There's only 17 colleges in the United States that offer bass fishing scholarships. He's got one of them. The other one is Bruton Parker here in Georgia. And then we're going to wrap it up with it. We're going to catch up with another pro golfer, Tommy Schaaf. The guy's been around. He's been around as long as Tim O'Neill. We're going to catch up with him. He's been doing great on the lower tours, but I'm excited about it. We just got to find our intro guest. I tried to get Makos, but, you know, she's got to do Saturday school the next 3 weeks, so we'll get her back on. So we'll go with that. Now, quick question. When did sports end last year?
The what?
When did sports end last year because of COVID-19? You remember the date? Yeah, they're getting loud over here, so it's getting tough. Can you still hear me? Can you hear me?
I got you. I got you. What was the question?
When did sports stop last year? What was the exact date? Do you have one?
Now. I remember a year ago this week, we were getting ready, like tomorrow, we found out that we couldn't travel to Aquinas to go play soccer. Baseball was playing their last game against Savannah Country Day, and that's when – Got my first vaccination today. So my first one. Farmer's score is all get out though. Ain't gonna lie. But glad to have it.
All right. Well, we're having a tough time here. Once again, we'll be back Saturday. Just a brand new computer. I gotta work out the details, you know, broadcaster, technical issues. But once again, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll set up Saturday and once again appreciate you getting here and have fun with your two games tomorrow night.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's starting to freeze on his end. So, once again, we'll be back Saturday morning. Don't forget, we got a lot going on here at Coach's Corner. Saturday night, I mean, it's a huge music lineup. It's the 30th anniversary of Coach's Corner, and it's going to take place in the Sound Garden Friday night. Coach's Corner is kicking off the celebration with their friends at Southern Eagle Distributors. They are bringing Midnight City to the Soundgarden stage, sponsored by Bud Light Hard Seltzer. They're from Charleston, South Carolina. There isn't a style of music they can't do. They'll play music you can dance to. Five musicians just playing music that you like to listen to, and it's going to be really fantastic. Then don't forget, Saturday night, okay? I think this is John Henderson's favorite band. The tribute band for Journey, Departure. All Journey music, you're going to love it, okay? In their 13th year together, Departure is the most respected Journey tribute band in the nation. Tribute replicates the look, the sound, the feel of the original 80s rock supergroup Journey. So once again, and that's Saturday night. Departure will play all hits that everyone loves. They perform for 2 hours straight without taking a break. The performance is professional and highly energized, so get ready to dance and sing the night away Saturday night, all right? And then other than that, oh, here we go, Sunday afternoon. If you can get a chance to party Saturday night with Departure, they'll be doing a matinee. Departure is playing a super rare Sunday show in Soundgarden. Make your plans to get here. All right, it's been a tough night. I had to go to a banquet, presented Justin Thomas, Benedictine Cadet, the 39th. Annual Finicary Award. I know it's loud in here. I do apologize. New computer. We'll be back. I get bigger and better on Saturday morning. Once again, whatever you're doing, always hit it in the park. Until I see you on Saturday, may it be your best week ever. I'm out of here because it's too loud in here.